Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. Hope you're having an awesome start to your day. Some news out of the Arena Football League yesterday. Somebody we know quite well has been named the interim commissioner of the AFL, and he joins us now. Jeff Fisher on the line with us. And, Coach, this might have come up last week. Big Joe asked you about it, of, you know, could it potentially happen? And a lot has changed in a week. And so congratulations. I know it just, you know, you got more work to do. But talk about that a little bit, now becoming the interim commissioner of the AFL.
Well, Joe, yeah, to your point, Big Joe brought it up. Joe, what was my response back then?
It would cut into your.
I don't even remember.
It would cut into your hunting and fishing, right?
That's right. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay.
So the league offices are now moving to Montana. Is that what I understand?
No. I mean, I'm going to get a deal. You know, I'll get some kind of fly fishing fly rod deal or something out of it. But no, it's been a crazy couple days, and you know, we're. You know, you sit back and you look at it, and you look at everything from a league perspective, and where everything that was promised, et cetera, and the league is clearly, you know, not where we all thought it would be. After 3 weeks, we had a collective owners meeting, and you know, just trying to discuss the, you know, the future and doing some scheduling stuff and all that, and then one thing led to another. And then and here we are. So I'm in the middle of it, and I'm really excited about the opportunity. It's not going to take away anything that I'm doing here. We've got great, you know, leadership here and ownership here, as we know. But there's other clubs that have been misled. Then it's kind of like we got to go and do this forensic analysis really quick to see how viable they are and where their players are and what, you know, what they have and what they don't have. And just to be able to identify, now that number's around 10 or 12 right now, despite what you're hearing, versus the 16 that we started the season with. So we're going to finish. We got a great opponent coming in here this week. It's a really kind of cool start. I don't know if you heard it. Wichita was getting ready to go play Southwest Kansas, also known as Dodge City. And Southwest Kansas clearly was a better team from what I understand. And Wichita went in there, and the owner got in there in front of his players before the Monday night game. And you know, he's just talking to them and showing his appreciation and wished him luck. He says, oh, by the way, after you win tonight, we're all going to Nashville next week. And those guys went nuts and found a way to win the game at the end. So they're coming. Wichita's coming. So there's a lot of good stuff that's happening. And that's all I want. I want good things. I want smile on people's faces and everybody on the same page. And so we'll get it. We'll get it all worked out. It's challenging, but again, it's fun. And you know, as we've talked over and over and over, you know, you guys know why I got in. That's clear. And so now, you know, you got the same thing going on in some of these other little franchises in these cities where this is the only game in town. You know, this is the thing that they look forward to every weekend. And I want to make sure that, you know, the moms and dads and the families and everybody can go out and have a great time, be entertained, and come back again next week. So we got a lot going, but yeah, I'm up for the challenge.
Jeff Fisher is with us, named the interim commissioner of the Arena Football League, and obviously a partner with the Nashville Cats. And look, you knew the challenges, even just being, you know, part of ownership with the Cats, of a new league, new team, you know, starting from scratch and all of that. And now that you've kind of seen the good, the bad, the ugly, all those things through the first, you know, few weeks of the season, why can this continue to work though? Even with all the hard stuff, why can this continue to work and be a profitable and exciting league?
Well, I mean, there's the one thing, and let me try to give you explain it from a different perspective. There's another league out there that's been successful for the last 16 years. They've got the same commissioner. They got well into the, you know, 18, 20 teams that are competing. Last weekend, they had 8 games. 6 of the 8 games went down to the final play. They won the big game last weekend. was 164-62 or something on the last play. And this league is surviving. And what's happened is you have, you have some difficulties that are associated with the startup of the AFL. And, you know, people don't know the difference. And all of a sudden, you know, there's a blemish on indoor football. And indoor football is strong. I mean, and that's why, you know, when we decide to get back into this thing, you know, we talk numerous times about, you know, we're a startup, we're different. Everybody else has been playing, and they've been playing for a few years in different leagues. We're a startup. We don't have shoelaces or helmets or anything. One thing we have is a fan base. Well, these clubs all over the place have fan bases, intimate fan bases. They're not as big. We want to be the model, and at this point we are. We're the model for an indoor football league, and we're picking up where the Cats left off, you know, however many years ago. So there's a lot out there from an advertising standpoint, from a gaming standpoint, that's ahead. It just was all missed by, the previous leadership, if you will.
So we're talking to Jeff Fisher, who's now the interim commissioner of the Arena Football League. What's the main thing when you talk to these other teams, Coach, that they need? What's the main thing that they need from you right now?
Well, it's getting everybody on the same page, and I'm not making any commitments. I'm going to get information and find out where they are. Can they finish the season? Do they have the finances to finish the season? Because the finances were promised to them, and they were not delivered. And so we're not affected by that, and nor seven or eight other teams. But we've got a couple other teams that mean a lot to their communities and their cities, and we want to try to keep them involved. And so if we can kind of share and pool expenses to get through this year, next year is going to be fine. I mean, we already got a plan for next year, and talking to, in life, man, you guys know this, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. There's some really talented people out there that know the indoor world inside and out, and that have done very, very well over the years. And so we're pulling this group together really quickly, forming some committees, and getting ready to, to launch 2025 the way it should be. But 2024, we're going to finish strong with a championship game, and hopefully we're going to be a part of it.
As you well know as a coach, the most important game on the schedule is the next game. How excited are you for Saturday's game in Clarksville? I hear it's almost sold out. There's a lot of buzz about what's going on up there. I know you've pointed to this, Coach, for a while about how important this weekend is for the National Cats, but for the community in Fort Campbell. And tell us why this is so important to you.
Well, we circled it because it landed right on Armed Forces Day, and what better timing or coincidence than to go up to Clarksville to F&M Bank. I mean, I don't know if you guys have been there. You know, I've been there numerous times, was there yesterday. Wow. I mean, it is the best kept secret, and we all know about Clarksville and everything. And it's a great venue. They're really excited. We got to give credit where credit is due too. I mean, we've talked about this, that, Sean Henry and that group over there, they put their arms around us. They have a lot to do with what's going on up there. And so, this thing's going to be great. We got a great relationship, working with a base, extending, invitations to the soldiers on the base and their families. And then, of course, everybody that wants to, commute and make that drive up, this weekend to there, just to see it, to see a different environment and see this team in a very well-established franchise in Wichita that's been doing it for years, that's making the trip down here, that, it's going to be very, very competitive. So I'm really looking forward to it. It means a lot. I mean, it means a lot from the standpoint of, we didn't want to look at this as one and done. It's a great venue. It's real close here. Our fan base can travel. We're going to generate new fans, but most importantly, the relationship that we have with respect to the military. Yep. You guys know what, I mean, we had a training camp up there.
Yeah, you did.
I grabbed the guys and we went up there, and I think it was Vince's rookie year. And, at that time had a team that needed to get away from training camp. We need to kind of, you know, tighten things up a little bit and get everybody on the same page. And we did. And, you know, it was a great experience up there. You know, we stopped into Austin Peay yesterday and, you know, and said hi and everything. And everybody up there is excited about this game, you know. So, I mean, realistically speaking, this one will be, I think will go down in the early history of the one that really just propelled this franchise and perhaps this league that has been temporarily blemished into something that's going to be really good.
I love it. I know your affinity for Fort Campbell. I would love to see you, though, jump out of an airplane and land outside the stadium again like you did during training camp years ago. Can you do that for us?
You know, it actually it was a Black Hawk helicopter, and I looked down and I saw that our indoor facility down below on the ground, and it looked like one of those chiclets. It was, it was a piece of gummy.
Yeah,
and it was that we were ten and oh too, and it was cold, and they forgot to bring my jumpsuit, and the players didn't know. But I'm gonna pass this weekend. I think I'm just gonna drive, park, and walk in the loading dock.
Make Pogi do it. Let's see that happen.
No. I can't go there right now.
Yeah, so. I know. Coach, congratulations. I know that there's a lot of work to be done, but I know you're excited about it. John McClain told us to tell you hello and congratulations, and he knows you'll be the right man for the job.
Well, John's the best. You know, John, I mean, you can talk for hours about John and what John did for the Oilers, the Tennessee Oilers, and the Titans. He's a friend of all of ours, so yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. We will talk to you soon, and enjoy your first full day as commissioner.
Thank you so much. I'm going to find someplace to fish. See ya.
See ya. Jeff Fisher joining us here on the program, the new interim commissioner of the Arena Football League, and appreciate that. And we of course, will continue to talk to Jeff on a regular basis and tell stories and things like that. But, I mean, look, he is the right guy for this. I mean, we know how he operates and – you know, running a program all those years on the competition committee. So this doesn't surprise me.
Oh, I think it's great. And I think I love his passion for football. I saw the pictures of him talking to the team at Austin Peay yesterday. But look, man, anything that promotes football and can provide a solid base for fans to go and have a great time, I'm with you, man. The first game here was great. He's right. I think Saturday in Clarksville in a kind of smaller environment, a little bit in that brand new arena, is going to be something talked about for a long time.
Look, the sky is the limit when it comes to F&M Bank Arena. I mean, Clarksville's 40 minutes away, 45 minutes away.
Yep.
You know, it's a smaller venue, but you know, you have seen so many teams, hockey teams that they have their minor league affiliate not too far away. Vegas is doing it. A state-of-the-art facility. There's a lot that could be done there, and so I think they're just scratching the surface of that. So looking forward to it. Like you said, almost sold out. Definitely check it out. We got a text on the text line that somebody was going to F&M Bank Arena for a concert tonight. So, I mean, it's an awesome place, so definitely go check it out if you haven't already. We'll have much more coming here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase and Big Joe on this Wednesday, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hey, you can tune in to 94.9 The Fan right now as the Nashville Sounds take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Come back and hang out with us, though. But, you know, go check in on Jeff Hem, see how he's doing. Coverage is presented by Twin Peaks Family Leisure and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, as the Sounds continue their series in Jacksonville against the Jumbo Shrimp. Now, we haven't gotten to our question of the day yet because obviously we had John McClain and Jeff Fisher, so we've been kind of packed and stacked, but we got a little time now, and I am fascinated by this question, and I think the Titans fans will perk up when you ask it.
Yeah, so the question of the day is, and some have asked, like, where's the question of the day? Well, here it is. If you could steal one player off of any other NFL team, who would you steal? Not a quarterback. Any other player, if you could steal one player off any other team in the National Football League, who would you steal? And for me, I'm telling you right now, I still Micah Parsons from the Cowboys because the sky is for him is not unlimited. How do you call it? The sky is the limit. Sky's not the limit.
Yeah.
He can do whatever you want. I just think a devastating pass rusher on that end is worth so much value. I'd go still Micah Parsons today if it was allowed. But we want to hear from you guys. 615-737-1025. Not a quarterback.
Man. Well, so my answer might have been Aaron Donald before he retired, but now he's retired. So active player. Micah Parsons is a good one. That's a really good one because that's what they need help with. They need pass rush.
Right. It just struck me like big time. I think, you know, others that are good, you got to kind of figure out if you plug them into the team, but it could be any player that you want. There's a critical need for a pass rusher for the Tennessee Titans. That's why he stood out to me.
Yeah. Okay. Just to be different for me, you know, I'll say another edge rusher, but just cause they need the meanness, Max Crosby.
Yeah.
Max Crosby. Like you have him with Jeff Simmons and now Sweat and just kind of that tenacity, you know. Like, I forgot what game it was last year. They had Max Crosby mic'd up, and he's just chirping the whole time.
Yeah, right.
Chirping the quarterback, just like – just getting – and the QB just is like – I think it was maybe it was Cousins. I can't remember who it was. Was just like – like, yeah, I mean, he won't shut up. Like, he's like, I got to shake it off. Like, you could tell he's, like, in his head.
That's great. T.J. Watt's a good one.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of – but I'm going on the critical need for the Titans, but you could take it whatever you want. Just a non-quarterback with that. Somebody just sent me a thing and said, I want Derrick Henry back. Well, I get it. I totally get it.
So the text line's blown up. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can steal any player off any team that's not a quarterback and bring them to the Titans. Who would it be? 1382 says George Kittle. You know he's going to get some votes because he lives here in the offseason and all of that. Skyler says Penei Sewell, left or right tackle from the Lions, offset him with J.C. Latham. Now, that's an interesting one. You're going to go find the other tackle. Or are you going to go find a left tackle and put Latham back at right?
Back up to the Kittle thing. That's interesting. I mean, what would you give to go get, on a serious note, what would you give to go get George Kittle?
Now,
he's still young. He's like, here's great. The
thing. He can't stay healthy. I mean, he gets hurt a lot. So, I mean, that's
one give up
way.
A number two for him?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Like a two is in a second round pick?
Yeah.
No, like a two with the Arby's combo. Yeah, second pick.
Yes.
you walked into that. Hey. By the way, I get these notifications, and I've been meaning to bring this up.
Right.
This is your work anniversary. Congratulations. Oh,
thank you very much,
hey,
John.
Buddy, well
it.
Done.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yep.
How about that?
He's the best. So, I mean, look, he had over 1,000 yards last year. So, I'd give up a second-round pick for him.
And I think Titans fans would be like, yeah, they'd feel good about it. Because imagine Kittle, Ridley, D-Hop, Tyler Boyd. Ooh. Traylon Burks. You could have really something working there, man.
That's cute. You brought up Traylon Burks in that group.
Well, didn't Callahan mispronounce his name last week?
Yeah, no, I mean, but like this is how that would be. He'd like walk out on the field, everybody would look and be like, get off.
What's going on there?
Andrew said Myles Garrett. He had a pass rusher and some tenacity there. Joy from Bellevue, Chris Jones on defense, Justin Jefferson on offense.
Ooh.
Another one for Jax is Justin Jefferson. Gosh, he'd be dangerous.
Yeah.
Another for Justin Jefferson, TJ Watt over Parsons. Another for George Kittle from Justin. Wes in Clarksville, Travis Kelce minus Taylor Swift.
Hair Metal Henry's got a good one.
Tyreek.
Yeah. We saw him up close when he was about, 70%? He was such a non-factor.
Well, didn't he get hurt early in that game, and then he came back?
Yeah, I think the week before he got hurt too as well. And that's the thing
injury.
Right. So if you get him 100%, I don't think you could cover that guy if you put him in the right offense. I don't think two is the guy to get him the ball, but that'd be fun to see that speed. Good Lord,
Gene in Spring Hill has a good one. Aiden Hutchinson from the Lions, young guy. I mean, but he'll help you on defense,
That's right.
I mean, he's a beast now.
Yeah, he's good. Former Michigan Wolverine. That would be a fantastic steal for the Titans.
Jack says a slightly hot take, as he's nowhere near the best overall player to take, but DK Metcalf would fit with the Titan mentality perfectly. Would be fun to watch.
Gosh, he's just such a crybaby, man. And I just think that I get what you're saying, Jack. I understand that. But I don't want that on the team, or I would just want guys who are all in.
Is it because his mouthpiece was a pacifier? Is that why?
Maybe.
It could be, man.
How about this? Justin Tucker, a road less traveled.
The kicker?
Yeah. Titans need a solid kicker. I mean,
it's not bad.
What, do you go with Guskowski the rest of your life?
Yeah, no, I mean, well, they got Folk. Nick Folk.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Folk.
I mean, Guskowski's on the golf course with Kern, I think.
Right.
But
good for him.
Hi, Brett. I don't hate that. Like, a kicker wouldn't be my pick, but I mean, I mean he's accurate.
Because currently with the Titans' offense, they always find themselves around the 40-yard line, 35-yard line, sometimes 48.
I get it. I mean, he's pretty accurate. I mean, my disdain for kickers and punters, I get it. With a Justin Tucker right there, Fred Cody's like Fred Warner. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, should be allowed to steal one player.
Roger says Max Crosby. B-Man says Brock Bowers, and then Ryan Suckup. Joe Alt, Kyle said that he would have left and right tackle.
I just want guys.
Can we say not a rookie?
Well, I want somebody who's proven.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Micah Parsons, Max Crosby, T.J. Watt, Fred Warner, these guys would
Will
be
Anderson.
So fantastic. Oh, Will Anderson. I mean, talking about the Texans, I think their window is short for some reason.
Yeah.
They've added so many pieces, I give them 2 years, man.
Well, here's what we're going to find out with the Houston Texans. How good of a coach is DeMeco Ryans? That's what you're going to find out.
Well, it helps that Slowick's back, the OC's back for another year. I'm reading John's stuff. I read stuff for those players love him.
Yeah.
They love
right,
Ryans.
But, I mean – you know, here, I'm going to hold that thought. I got a thought on this coming up next. Our question of the day, you can pick any player, not a quarterback, from any team and bring them to the Titans. You can steal them away. Who would it be? 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And our question of the day is the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on the trouble with a woman and you cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you want
Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Lil Alan Jackson bringing us back here on this Wednesday. Love this video because it features NASCAR drivers.
Yeah.
Mark Martin, I think Rusty's in it. Bill Elliott's the Ford drivers.
Is that, what's the studio musician? Is that Brett Mason on the guitar?
Probably,
is. Are you ever going to tell the story about taking his daughter to the prom?
I've told it. I took his daughter to the prom.
Attaboy, Chaser.
That's the story. Is that going to happen every time we play one of his songs?
I think so. What was that like, though? Did you go to pick her up, and there he was?
Yeah, but we had a limo.
We had – were there
– He got
a limo. He got a limo.
I mean, it was a group of us.
Pick her up at 6, like home by 7.
Well, he had no option. The limo was a certain time limit.
Yeah, basically.
Right. True.
Like, I walked out like, hey, where'd it go? where's everybody?
Oh, my goodness.
No, it was awesome for sure. Our question of the day, if you could steal one player from another NFL team that is not a quarterback and bring him to the Titans, who would it be? We've had obviously a lot of, you know, George Kittle. I said Max Crosby. You said
Micah Parsons.
So a lot of good answers there. Chip from Mount Juliet's. What? Okay, Chip is not having fun with the question.
Oh, let's see. We're
talking reality. Discuss potential targets. They have the money.
So. That's no fun, Chip.
It's the what if. It's the what if game.
Talking reality.
Wes in Clarksville. I'd take a guard just for Jared.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Chip. You're better than that, buddy.
Nick Bosa is another one.
Yeah.
Matt from Camden says Trent Williams.
Not bad. He's a little long in the tooth, though, isn't he?
Brian says, is it wrong for me to want the Titans offensive line to be like the un, Unsulled from Game of Thrones, really good at what they do and don't have the off the field issues.
I don't
get the reference, but
I don't watch Game of Thrones. I don't know.
Another for Tyreek would be good. Greg says, there it is. Derrick Henry.
That's what I got, two for Derrick Henry. They came back on that.
The Infinity. I'm sure there are other markets that are like this. And, you know, I've probably been guilty of it at times, but excuse me. But, you know, the fact that, like, a player leaves and immediately, there are people that go, you know, I'd go get Derrick Henry back. Or, you know, a player that was here for, like, a cup of coffee. Oh, go get them back. You know, it's like, just because it's a name you know. Like, move on. He's gone. He's in Baltimore now.
How rude of you. By the way, the 2021 NFL draft, Micah Parsons went 12th to the Cowboys. But look, you got to look up and, like, the Panthers took J.C. Horn at 8.
Yep.
Just what were they thinking about all that? I mean, Parsons was good coming out of Penn State, but, is J.C. Horn still in the league? Probably is. I probably clicked on the wrong thing here. But still, I mean, it's just the whole thing of not knowing where you pick a guy, how good they're going to turn out to be. And, I mean, he's still with the J.C. Horn, still with the Panthers, man.
Yeah.
But also in that draft, and I'm sure Ram won't talk about this, but the Trey Lance by the 49ers at 3 was something else.
Well, no, because he can take credit for Elijah Mitchell.
Or Brock Purdy.
Or Brock Purdy, yeah.
That's what I would do there. Yeah. So, yeah.
Trey Lance, yeah, I mean, look, I kind of think that this quarterback class, you know, might be in that category. I don't know. I mean, I know Chicago's excited about Caleb Williams, and I got to see it. I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. With that being said, yeah. Again, the question is, if you could steal another player from the NFL team, not a quarterback, who would you steal, have him come over there? And I think it's, you know, some of your favorite player you bring in here or a critical need that you see the Titans might have. But I don't know, this George Kittle thing, and I know he gets injured. Could you see it? I mean, give a number two for the Niners, bringing George Kittle. I mean, no, sorry. Now, Chip, we're going to talk reality now. Chip, that's okay.
Yeah.
And
I love Chip. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. You're loyal listener. He goes, called me out. Wasn't meant to be aired. If you text the text line, I'm going to read it.
Chip, we love you.
That's how this works.
I could be on the George Kittle train. I think it'd be great. George, if you're listening, call in and tell us why you want to be traded to the Titans.
615-737-1025. Come on, George. Forsberg would love it. 2087. I knew we were going to get at least one of these. That you know, we got to pay attention now. Got to pay attention to the question. You can pick any player that's not a quarterback.
Correct.
2087 says, first of all, a good quarterback, Tannehill or anyone decent.
I mean, if you opened up,
don't have to steal Tannehill. He's out there drinking his energy drink and on a fishing boat.
Right. Probably. Now, if you could open up the quarterbacks, you would obviously go after him. We'd take Mahomes in a heartbeat. There'd be no debate over that.
Sure.
You'd take him in a second. That's why we said no quarterback. This is Will Levis's football team. And I'm going to die on this Will Levis hill. I know a lot of other people aren't like, well, I haven't seen anything yet. Look, man, we saw him in Miami when the chips are down, and it's just like, go out and play football and not so structured or scripted. That guy played his tail off in Miami. It's good to have DeAndre Hopkins. I get that. But when you played so bad in the first half, you rallied in the second half and won that. And that was some NFL record, right? Being down by so many points with so much time left in the game to win the game and do all that. I'm on that. So that's why we're doing non-quarterback.
Yeah.
Who would you steal?
What do you think about this one? This one's intriguing to me. Donovan and Franklin says Christian McCaffrey. Changes your offense. I mean, he's so dynamic, it changes your offense. Now, you're hoping, and obviously not to his level, that you're going to get some of that with the two backs that you have, but not to that level.
I'm going to hide under the desk for this hot take. I really like Spears.
I really like
Todd. I mean, he is fast. He's quick. I think he's tough. I go back to how bad he ran over USC in the, what was it, Cotton Bowl with no ACL, whatever that thing he doesn't have. I'm a big Spears fan. I think he's going to be really, really good.
Yeah. Andrew said, if you were the 49ers, would you take a second for Kittle?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would. Right now.
See, here's the thing with the 49ers. I Brock Purdy's a great story, but he's shown some signs that league's got film on him. You know, they got to win at some point. Like, we've anointed them and Kyle Shanahan and all the 49ers are one of the best in the league. Okay.
Yep.
Great. Where's that trophy?
Yeah.
They got to do it at some point. It's not just getting there. Like, they got to actually win it at some point.
I agree.
And that window's not going to stay open forever. So, you know, if all of a sudden a team, not just the Titans, call up and go, if Rand calls them up and goes, hey, I'll give you a second round pick straight up for Kittle, they probably would say no right now, but you got to think about
it. Well, they're so pompous when it comes to how great they've drafted over the years. They'd be like, yeah, we'll find somebody else and plug him in there and go with that. Ben in Cumberland City's got a good one. From the Colts perspective, this is a good topic. If you could steal somebody from the Titans, who would you steal for another team? There's not many players you're going to steal, but the one you're going to steal is Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty easy answer.
Yeah, right, because there's not a lot there.
Yeah,
on that football team.
Now, look, I mean, they've improved the corners. I mean, you could make a case there, but I mean, the number one is Jeffrey Simmons, no question.
Oh yeah.
Now beyond that, it gets, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wes in Clarksville, can't believe nobody has said AJ Brown yet. Yeah, that's a.
Well, I mean. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that – I mean, do you think – because we've had Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, they've been thrown out there. But, you know, are you surprised that there hasn't been more wide receivers, or do you think people are just looking at – like, defense still needs help?
Yeah, I think we're looking at
O-line
now, like –
still needs help. Roquan Smith got a vote.
Yeah, like, what does this team need more than anything else? And it's defense.
Would you subscribe to, even though we've gone through this whole thing and we talked to Walt and we're trusting Bill Callahan that, you know, they're going to move J.C. Latham over to left and everything will be fine, but would you take the safe bet and go find, you know, don't go take the best left tackle in the league and then just throw Latham back at right?
Yeah.
And then know that, okay, O-line good?
Probably. Yep, I would do that.
I'd probably do the same thing.
Just plug him in at right tackle, let him go, and get that proven left tackle that's out there, and you could grab him.
Who would you consider the best left tackle in the league right now?
Joe Alt. No, I don't know. that's a great question. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, here's a good one. Sauce Gardner. Sauce would be good.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Chris Jones gets a vote. Yeah. So keep him coming. 615-737-1025. We'll come back. We'll tell you what day it is. We'll continue taking your answers to our question of the day and celebrity birthdays. Join Cromwell Media along with local athletes and musicians at the Hermitage Golf Course on June 20th for the 615 Open. Make a difference while supporting Souls for Souls. Every $20 raised goes to a new pair of shoes for a local child experiencing homelessness. You can sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com. Nashville's best deal of the week is Bavarian Beer House, conveniently located at Opry Mills Mall. Enjoy beer, food, music, and fun at Nashville's only authentic German beer hall, where it's Oktoberfest every day. Just head to thegamenashville.com/deals now to get a $50 gift card for only $25 to Bavarian Beer House while supplies last. I had Pete Weber read that one time in German. It was hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we were at training camp. Because we've done a lot with them over the years.
I did not know he spoke German.
A little bit here and there.
Okay.
Yeah. We're good. Our question of the day, 615-737-1025. You can steal one player off any team that's not a quarterback and bring them to the Titans. Got a lot of defensive players. Just had one for A.J. Brown. You know, obviously, there you go. Justin Jefferson has been mentioned. I said Max Crosby. You said Micah Parsons, which I think would be good, either one of those. One for Chris Jones. So keep those coming. Definitely fun and,
yeah,
you know, creative.
It's not reality, though, Chip, but we're trying to get there for you, pal.
It's all good. We appreciate you, Chip, for sure. And with that, Dr. Crane, it's time to get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Hit it.
All right, gentlemen, today we have Bring Flowers to Someone Day. That's something always important to do.
Joe does that.
Is that a song? You don't bring me flowers anymore? Didn't Neil Diamond?
Yeah, that somebody. Is Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand.
Somebody else, I brought you flowers, held you. I don't know who sings that, but we'll get there somewhere.
Not you.
Not me, no. I can't sing that to save my life. International Day of Families, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
There's that.
We're a family.
Yeah, we are.
A big show family.
I got all my sisters and me. Sister Sledge.
Yep.
All
right. National Juice Slush Day. That's another one. Yeah. Let's see. We also have National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Big love fan a chocolate of that. Chip
fantastic.
You ever just catch yourself and you just put some vanilla ice cream in between two chocolate chips?
No.
And just make an ice cream sandwich?
No.
I mean, you know, after I've just had a rough day and need ice cream
comfort
and cookies.
Food.
Comfort food.
It. Yeah.
I, you know, ugly cry and all those things.
Other one we have here on the list is National Numeracy Day. I guess you celebrate numbers in the UK. It's not American.
No, I don't know. I was like, what?
Okay. We also have National Senior Fraud Awareness Day. So a lot of senior citizens out there.
That's, yeah.
Fraud. Yeah, fraud.
Not frog.
No, fraud.
Fraud.
With a D, yeah.
I don't know many senior frogs. I've gotten hammered at senior frogs, but
Kermit's pretty old now.
Yeah, he is.
And then last one on the list we have here is Straw Hat Day. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Joe, you got any straw hats?
I do. I got two of them. I was on Hee Haw for 7 years. Me and
I knew you looked familiar.
Junior Sample were there. BR549. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get within two. We're going to start on the sports side of this right now. Our first sports birthday, George Brett. And he's iconic for two things, the pine tar, and he missed a game in the World Series in 1980 because he had hemorrhoids. True story. George Brett.
I'm going to say George Brett is 70.
George Brett, 73. By the way, before you say it, maple bamboo baseball bats are phenomenal, and his company makes them. They're great.
George Brett does?
Yeah, George Brett bat, maple bamboo.
He's 71, so Chase wins. He had 70 right there. Yeah. Sportscaster Dan Patrick.
And I was listening to Dan on 94.9 The Fan this morning and heard somebody call in and wish him happy birthday. So I'm going to say Dan is 62.
67.
68. Yeah. Tied at one. John Smoltz. Chase, you better get this one. John Smoltz.
Smoltzy. Smoltzy is 51.
55.
57.
Oh, nice.
Dr. Stuff. Crane's up 2-1. Emmett Smith. Chase, you better get this one too, buddy.
62.
65.
55. Desmond Howard. Heisman Trophy winner, Desmond Howard.
48.
53.
54. Dr. Nice. Crane's up 3-1. All right, now, Dr. Crane, you could use a lifeline on this one, okay? Because the guy sitting behind you in the booth, all right? You're going to go first, Dr. Crane. Ask Derek Mason how old Ray Lewis is today, former teammate.
I'm going 50. Is 51 your final answer? 51 is his final answer, yes.
All right, Chase.
He's his number, 52.
Ooh, he's 49. Ah. Derek Mason gets it. 4-1. All right, we're good there. We're going to keep going. Chaz Palminteri. How old is he, the actor?
I have no idea who that is. 42.
Say it like it's an Italian, Joe. It's funny.
Chaz Palminteri.
There you go.
Wasn't he in a Brooklyn? What did he do? It's killing me here.
He's 62.
He's 78. Oh, okay. We're all wrong
all right. On
this. Let's go down some more here. Oh, from The Sopranos, Jamie Lynn Sigler. She played Tony Soprano's daughter.
38.
43. Dr. Crane, you're still up 4-1 here.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to roll through these real quick here. All right, let's see here. Gosh, never heard of her. Never heard of him. Never heard of that one. Good loud. Rapper Melly Mel of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Come on, man.
66.
76.
63. Lee Horsley was in the show Matt Houston. How old is Lee Horsley?
Matt Houston?
It was a show in the 80s. Just don't give me that look.
74.
It was a Magnum ripoff, but it was okay show.
68.
69. Dr. Nice. Crane slowly torturing Chase by
That's fine.
pouring salt on the wound every time.
At least it's not that polyurethane I was talking about in the break.
Hey, it's your anniversary. It's also,
you know, that's right.
Enjoy pack on the way.
Thank you.
One more finally. I think, aren't they from here or around here? Cage the Elephant. Their lead guitar player, Brad Schultz. Hey, Brad, I know you're listening. Happy birthday, buddy.
38.
41.
42. And that, you win. Dr. Crane, you win. Dang. 6-1.
I believe
well
it's
done.
7. 7.
I'm the official scorekeeper, so because of your attitude, it's now 5-1. You take one when you argue.
Sorry.
When you argue with the host there.
Oh, too man. Great participation on our question of the day. A lot of good answers in there.
Thank you. It's a Bronx Tale that Chad. Thank you, 0388. Thank you for that. That he was in with that.
Scheduled tonight, so we'll break that down tomorrow. We'll be at the Omni.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go game by game, win or loss.
We'll break it down at the Omni National Hotel. Kitchen notes tomorrow. Well done.
Yeah, hey, can't wait.
As we leave the show every day to our guys out there, look, if you're struggling, please, please know there are people you can talk to on your cell phone called 988. Somebody's always there to talk to you. We'll talk to you anytime you need, man, as we want you guys to know that you are tremendously loved and God has you on this earth for a purpose. Please know that and know that we love you, and please reach out if you need to talk.
Amen to that. That is going to do it for us. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace coming up next. They'll keep you apprised if there are any other schedule leaks out there, but the full release tonight. We'll be back at it tomorrow at Kitchen Notes, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.